You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The recently concluded defense industry Lekgotla has reiterated the importance of building sovereign industrial capability and preserving strategic defense technologies, among other measures, in South Africa. Now, a country's defense industry lays a solid foundation for a nation to enhance its defense capabilities against internal and external threats, among a swathe of other benefits. Daniel du Plessis is president of Africa Milcor. He joins us now on the line to speak about the country's defense economy acting as a catalyst for reindustrialization. Thank you very much, Daniel. In order to get there, maybe let's start with understanding the country's defense industry. How would you characterize it?
So the South Africa's defense industry is actually quite robust, and many of the countries around the globe actually rely on defense technologies that originate from South Africa. We have a long history of a robust industry that has been known for advancements and major technological breakthroughs implemented in defense and security clusters globally. And a lot of the export markets at this moment is the sole supply and the sole reason that this industry still exists. So as you mentioned during the Lekgotla, we explored some ideas of how we can maximize this benefit and still keep the advancements of new technologies that leads to industrialization, creating high value jobs, and among other things, also a spin-off in dual use technologies for different civil use alive and well, with the fiscus currently not being able to accommodate that whole thing as well.
Mm-hmm. Who are the main players, and are they singing from the same hymn book, or are we responding to individual mandates? Because you've got the public and you've got the private sectors very much active in this industry.
So as for the main players, I mean, I'm also working for one of the companies, so I can't speak on that note. But what I can say is that I think it's a coherent response from both public and private entities that are calling out for essentially advancements and government support to increase export flexibility and increase export markets, for government's assistance in marketing the South African defense industry as a whole, not just private companies or individual companies, to the outside market, specifically on the African continent, where we have quite a strong foothold as an industry. And then therefore driving an economic growth and creation of new jobs and unemployment issues.
If we have a robust industry where countries around the world rely on us for supplies, is it an incorrect assumption to say, well, why are we talking about industrialization? That means we already have an industrial base in place. Or is that a misplaced assumption?
Somewhat misplaced. I think one of the key assumptions are that the South African defense industry has for a long time been reliant on local consumption, i.e. the South African National Defense Force. And a lot of the economic driving factors meant that as the money gets spent from the fiscus in equipping the SANDF, these companies thrived, and the sub-suppliers or sub-companies that supply these major prime companies in the defense industry also did quite well and were able to employ quite a lot of people. But over the last two or so decades, the fiscus has declined dramatically in terms of spending on the SANDF in general. And therefore, companies have had to make the transition from a local consumer or local supplier towards an export or international supplier. And many of the companies, although they have very advanced technologies and capabilities, either failed in that transition period, couldn't jump to an export market, had little to no exposure, or didn't have the resources or capital injections to scale up in industrialization. So a very valid point, and something we discussed quite in depth. Now with the SADC industrialization week kicking off in Durban as well, this discussion will be continued as well. And we're looking forward to engagements on a regional level, apart from South Africa in general as well, to see how we can maximize a very underutilized industry.
What are some of the answers? How to maximize an underutilized industry? How do we bridge the gap from idea to execution? How long must we continue to talk about it?
So one of the main resolutions, and there were a few key resolutions that came from the Lekgotla in discussions between entities in the defense industry, public sectors, public departments, and also some on ministerial and director general level as well, was that the driving force behind utilizing a defense industry in South Africa to its maximum potential is in promoting export sales, and through that process create high value jobs that adds value back into the country as well. So some of that, for example, is just a reformation or confirmation of existing incentive schemes. We discussed special economic zones that could add tremendous benefit in terms of scaling up a company to accommodate the requirements for local and export markets. And another one that we also discussed was different funding or alternate funding models. And there's been a stigma around the commercial banking sector specifically that they don't really want to fund defense-related activities because of the lethality or the mortality of the nature of the business. However, we are seeing as defense and warfare activities across the globe differentiate themselves from one era to the next, the advancements of localized technologies in the form of electronics and augmented realities and things like that, and artificial intelligence, essentially means that there's a lot of dual-use applications that could potentially be utilized in this. Meaning that security companies in agriculture and railway could also benefit from new technologies that are being developed. And although these technologies can be used in a defense environment, they're also applicable in other sectors as well.
That's an interesting base case from financial institutions, because you look at the capital markets right now, defense stocks are doing incredibly well. So that's quite an interesting point. Something that has captured the public imagination in South Africa, maybe we can touch on it. I do wonder what the conversation was. The contradiction, right? Defense policy versus defense funding. This is something that you touched on. The SANDF is looked upon to defend the republic, contribute to regional stability while supporting domestic security operations as well. It's being defunded with harrowing accounts also of what our military men and women have to contend with on the ground. What were some of the ideas that came out where this is concerned? Because while we look at hardware, which is also important, we have to look at the human capital as well.
Correct. I think one of the major things and one of the major themes in the SANDF's Journey to Greatness proposal that was accepted by the cabinet as well was a restructuring of the SANDF and its mandate. Yes, that is primarily tasked with protecting the sovereignty and the safety of citizens in South Africa, but there are many different tasks that it currently functions under that does not necessarily form part of its primary mandate. And if you restructure the SANDF and equip the soldiers and military men and women in the SANDF with the right tools, it essentially allows them to focus their attention on very serious domestic activities that we have within South Africa. For example, there is a huge drive on protecting South Africa's borders, and it's ongoing at the moment. We have an increased traffic and increased traffic around the maritime coastlines as well, which needs to be monitored and completely unmonitored at the moment. We have activities for illegal mining, gang violence, and a lot of crime activities domestically in South Africa. How the SANDF could assist in these domestic peacekeeping operations to stabilize the country essentially means a long-term economic growth, because it becomes an attractive place for foreign investors and countries essentially have a better sense of stability and reliability towards South Africa. So a lot of that has been discussed as well, and how we can maximize the value that the SANDF puts back into the safety and security alongside the sovereignty and regional stability as well. From what we discussed and what the outcomes were from the Slagotla, it sounds like the South African National Defense Force essentially is moving towards looking at domestic priorities first and then assisting with regional responsibilities, which I think is phenomenal.
Interesting. Thank you very much, Daniel, for your contribution this evening. Daniel du Plessis is president of Africa Milcor.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.